In the last tutorial, we talked a lot about how to adjust the volume at the various gain stages that Reaper offers. But to give those adjustments some meaning, it's important to know how to analyze the volume at the various gain stages Reaper offers, how to monitor it during the various tasks that you're going to be performing. Now, there are lots of different ways to do this. The first, and probably easiest and quickest, particularly when dealing with long segments of audio, is to do it at the take level. So you import a piece of media, you highlight that item, and you simply press Ctrl-Shift-K. And this will give you two very useful pieces of information. The first will be the peak level of that audio. That is the loudest point the item reaches. Now, it's really important to understand that this is pre-track fader, pre-track effects. It literally analyzes the item, the take volume, and spits out the result. If you adjust the take volume, however, it will take that into account. Now, what the other figure is the RMS value. RMS is basically like an average volume. So what's the average volume of your take, of the source media that take consists of? So if you have a really quiet ambience recording of perhaps a relatively deserted street and all of a sudden a motorbike zooms by, obviously your peak and your RMS level are going to be very different. Then you can navigate to the loudest point in an item by highlighting it and pressing Ctrl-K. That's going to perform the same item analysis, but rather than giving you any figures, it's going to take you to the loudest point in the item. So if you navigate back a beat or a bar, you'll be able to see what caused that loudest point. Then you can ascertain the instantaneous volume levels in Reaper. As audio is coming across a track, you can highlight that track and press J and K, and that's going to give you the instantaneous volumes for the left and right channels of that audio respectively. Pressing Shift J and Shift K will give you the instantaneous volumes across the master track for channels 1 and 2 respectively. And this is kind of useful for plotting a very rudimentary RMS level. So if you mash J or K, you can get a kind of idea of how your audio is fluctuating. This is particularly useful if you are working with mono sources, because obviously you can't press J and K together, so you're never going to get the audio across both channels simultaneously. But what I like to use this method for is A, working out if there's any audio coming across Reaper at all, because if there isn't, it's going to say minus 150, which is Reaper's version of silence. And B, to work out noise floors. So it's great to use in the space between sentences to see what your noise floor is like. And then we come to the most complicated way of analyzing audio in Reaper, but also the most thorough, the Peak Watcher, which has recently undergone a substantial and awesome overhaul. So the way the Peak Watcher works is it interfaces with Reaper's meters to give you a whole different spectrum of information, more information than probably most people would ever want. The Peak Watcher allows you to monitor two tracks simultaneously, or to monitor one track but in two different ways simultaneously. So let's say, and this is a traditional workflow, you want your first of your two watchers to monitor different tracks as you highlight them, as you move around your project. So what you're going to do then is you're going to press Alt W, a context menu is going to appear, having first highlighted your track, this is, and you're going to go to the first watcher. You're immediately going to be on a checkbox that allows you to follow the last touched track. And then you're going to tab and you're going to see a combo box filled with all kinds of different information that you can have Reaper tell you. So the default is peak, and this gives the same information as we've covered in item analysis, the highest volume that the meters records following the last reset, because the peak watcher can be reset, and we'll come to that in a minute. Then we've got integrated LUFS, which is a way of measuring perceived loudness over time. Detailed explanation of that is probably beyond the scope of this. Then we've got momentary LUFS, which is a shorter term version of the same thing and is very useful for vocal riding. Reaper Mania has a great video on that, of how to set up a vocal rider. It's quite a complicated setup, but gives really transparent results for vocal leveling. Short-term LUFS, sort of somewhere in between, I believe. Loudness range, LU, I never use that. Integrated RMS, I'm not sure what that is. Momentary RMS, that'll be a similar thing to the RMS you can get by mashing J and K, except much more precise. I imagine integrated RMS is over the period that you've been playing audio completely, but I'm not entirely sure. True peak. This is another one that I use quite a lot, and it gives you the loudest volume that an piece of audio reaches, including errors produced by sample conversion. So this is quite important for streaming platforms. So they might, like a client I work for says, we want you to produce stuff that is minus 1.5 true peak. That is not the same as peak. That is not the same as the highest volume piece of audio reaches. It takes into account inter-sample peaks, which may cause clipping and exceeding of 0 dBFS when stuff's converted to MP3, when stuff's resampled. So that's quite a useful one for the mastering stage. And that's all your level types. So peak is probably what you're going to want for your first peak watcher track. Then there's notify for channels 1 checkbox. Channels 2, this is if it exceeds a certain threshold. And then you have the threshold in the edit box following those, when level reaches, and by default it's 0. Because that's something you're going to want your speech to tell you about. If stuff goes over 0 dB, this is not 0 dB unity gain that I talk about in other tutorials. This is 0 dBFS. This is, we are totally full. There is no more room at the inn. You're going to have clipping happen if you render this out. Hold level until reset. So you're playing your audio, you're talking, and it is constantly remembering the loudest thing it's heard. And when something louder happens, it replaces the figure in its buffer, and it keeps it there and keeps it there forever until you reset the peak watcher. But there are other options here. Milliseconds is the other option. And then you can define the millisecond value in the following edit box. And then you press OK. So a really powerful edit box. And if that's blown your mind, I totally get it. Now, most of the time, when dealing with imported media, when dealing with media that's already been recorded, the peak watcher operates post-fader. So it sits watching the last gain stage of a track. But when you arm a track, it switches and it operates pre-fader, pre-effects, pre-everything. It gives you the level coming in from your microphone so that you can adjust at the microphone level. If you find that your mic level is too loud or too quiet and you adjust the volume at the track level, or if you add effects to stuff that you're recording and you can hear them coming out as you monitor the track, it's not going to make a blind bit of difference to the value that you have coming out of your peak watcher readings for that track. Because what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to adjust at the microphone level. Where it is going to make a difference is if you monitor any folders within which that track is encapsulated, or the master track. That's where you're going to see the difference. That's where you're going to be able to compare. So what a lot of people do is have the second watcher follow the master track so that they can see how loud their whole project is, their whole mix is, and so that they, when preparing to record audio and doing tests and stuff, can see the difference between the effect of adjusting their microphone volumes on their interface or whatever and the effect of doing whatever they're doing at a track level. We'd highlight our master track by pressing Control Alt Shift Home. Then we'd go to our second watcher and we'd leave that Follow Last Touch Track checkbox unchecked and we'd pick the level type for our master track. I go for True Peak, but a lot of people use Peak. And then you can compare the difference in effect of noise reduction plugins and so on and so forth, compression and limiting and anything that you're using perhaps to give a presentation. And you can get everything sitting really nicely. And that enables you to gain stage the audio coming in really well. I should mention that to monitor everything except peak levels, the instantaneous highest volume that audio has reached, I should mention that it's mono what comes in. Certainly for LUFS and True Peak and all that, what you get is a single value. But how do we interrogate the Peak Watcher? We've talked a lot about what it can do. We haven't talked anything really about how it can do it. So Alt F10 will reset the first Peak Watcher. Alt Shift F10 will reset the second. Alt F11 will monitor the first channel of the first Peak Watcher. Alt F12 will monitor its second channel. And Alt Shift F11 and 12 will do the same for the second Peak Watcher. So these are the keys you need to monitor two tracks simultaneously. So you can be pressing Alt F11, Alt F12, Alt Shift F11, Alt Shift F12 to get an idea of how your current track is performing, but how the whole mix is performing as well. And if you are monitoring sort of integrated LUFS or True Peak, the channel readings are going to be the same. If you're monitoring Peak, the channels are going to be different. If you're monitoring one of these newer levels, LUFS and integrated RMS and all that, you're going to find that Asara is very cleverly going to add another effect to the track that you're watching, a loudness meter, because that's how this new information is obtained, this more advanced information is obtained. You can't remove that. If you remove it, it's going to slap it straight back on. The only way to remove it is to change the Peak Watcher level type to another, back to peak, back to the instantaneous levels, which will negate the need for that loudness meter, and then you can delete it. But wait, there's more. As well as being able to automatically notify you if not one, but two tracks exceed a certain level, as well as giving you the ability to monitor two tracks with various different level types for all kinds of shenanigans and jiggery-pokery, the Peak Watcher now also allows you to monitor the gain reduction imposed by certain track effects. And the way that it does this is you highlight the effect in your effects chain. Having touched it, you can then press Alt W and it will allow you to follow that effect. So if it's a compressor like Raycomp, the purpose in compressors is to reduce the volume of certain parts of a signal so that the whole signal can be turned up. It's to reduce the dynamic range. And it's going to do that according to how loud the signal gets. The louder the signal gets, the more it'll be squashed to meet the criteria that you've set up. Now, this is quite an advanced usage that I don't myself use. But the Peak Watcher will then tell you not how loud stuff has got, but it will tell you by how much the compressor has squashed your audio. So if you're aiming for light gain reduction, for fairly subtle imperceptible compression results, then you're going to want to make sure, obviously, that your gain reduction is low, so you can really get a handle on that. And any plugin that exposes its gain reduction to the Reaper API can be monitored by the Peak Watcher in this extra splinky advanced mode, which I haven't played with too much, but it's certainly a very cool addition. Heck of a lot of stuff that we've covered. A great way to get a really good idea of where recorded audio is sitting is to arm and monitor. Be as quiet as you can and mash J and K for your noise floor. Then, being as quiet as you can, reset the peak watcher following the last touch track with your track receiving audio on it. Highlight that and be as quiet as you can and check out the loudest your noise floor gets. That's a really good application. And then if you're using noise reduction, you can compare these values to master track levels with Alt Shift F11 and Alt Shift F12 and Shift J and Shift K. There's a whole bunch of different applications to this really powerful utility. If you've recorded something in stereo and it's slightly off center, being as you know that a difference of 3 dB will mean a 25% drop in volume, you'll know to pan roughly 25% left or right. 6 dB is a 50% drop in volume, so you'll know to pan 50% left or right. So you can look at the difference between channels and see what the offset is and pan accordingly. There's just so many different things you can do with this to make sure that you have your audio exactly as you want it. And that's it. That's the Peak Watcher. That's all the different ways to navigate and navigate the intricate alleys and labyrinths of monitoring volume in Reaper.